Administrator Huerta says NextGen is on track. The A350XWB passes initial flight tests, and Piper to deliver its 800th Mirage at AirVenture. This is Aero News for Friday, July 19, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta told the House Aviation Subcommittee that the agency is, quote, delivering the objectives of NextGen as promised, end quote, during a hearing held Wednesday in Washington, D.C. In his prepared remarks for the committee, Huerta said the agency has, again quoting, consistently met more than 80% of our implementation milestones over the last 5 years, which is extraordinary when dealing with a complex technological program. Overall, NextGen is on track, end quote. Huerta said that the improvements that have already been implemented will save airlines $20 million this year in Atlanta alone, and airlines operating in the Washington, D.C. area will save an estimated $2.3 million and cut emissions by 7,300 metric tons. But Huerta cautioned the panel that sequestration could significantly slow the implementation of NextGen. Reuters reports that Subcommittee Chair Frank Lobiondo, Republican of New Jersey, said that there are, quote, serious concerns regarding the FAA's ability to effectively and efficiently implement NextGen, end quote, noting that organizational issues within the FAA are delaying its implementation. And DOT Inspector General Calvin Scovell said that the automatic budget cuts have already brought some projects to a standstill, adding, quote, I would urge the committee to hold the FAA's feet to the fire, end quote. The Airbus A350XWB is expected to enter service in the second half of 2014, and so far, testing is on schedule, with the completion of 92 flight test hours since its first flight. During the first 4 weeks of the flight test campaign, 10 Airbus experimental test pilots have flown MSN-1 and have collectively put the aircraft through its paces to get to know its handling qualities and behavior. This early phase of test flights has resulted in the clearance of the entire flight envelope and initial testing of all key systems. The A350 MSN-1 will now undergo routine maintenance and upgrades of its flight test installation to ready it for the second phase of the flight test campaign, which will start in August, while the design office will analyze the results of these initial flight tests. The A350XWB flight test campaign will total around 2,500 flight hours with a fleet of 5 development aircraft. Piper Aircraft will deliver the company's milestone 800th M-Class single-engine pressurized Piper Mirage to Muncie Aviation Company at AirVenture in Oshkosh. Muncie Aviation is Piper's dealer for new aircraft, serving Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, and southern Illinois. Muncie President and Sales Manager Martin Ingram said, quote, the Piper Mirage delivers on the promise of a large cabin-class pressurized aircraft with club seating and the amenities of a twin, while it delivers the economies of a single-engine piston, end quote. Gulfstream Aerospace Corporation recently earned type certificate validation from the civil aviation authorities in China and Canada for the Gulfstream G280. The validations officially recognize that the G280 is compliant with airworthiness and environmental requirements in each country. Securing a validation is one of the last steps required for an aircraft to be registered in a specific country. The Master Executive Council of ALPA on Monday gave an emphatic no to a contract proposed by American Eagle that would have established a B scale for pay and benefits offered to newly hired pilots. Airline executives had proposed the lower compensation for new hires in a contract put forth in June. The Dallas Morning News reports that the Master Executive Council voted 7-2 against the proposed contract. The union said in a resolution on the contract that, quote, the concept of a B scale is unacceptable, and thus this document is unacceptable and shall not be sent for pilot ratification, end quote. Master Executive Council Chairman Tony Gutierrez said the contract did include larger regional jets in its fleet plan, as well as the opportunity for a few more American Eagle pilots to move up in the ranks with the new American. But, he said, a B-scale compensation structure was, quote, not an acceptable means to accomplish these goals, end quote. When Aero News continues, Heathrow expansion or a new London hub? NTSB releases a first of 5 safety videos. And yes, there is an app for AirVenture.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Friday, July the 19th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Officials at Heathrow Airport have submitted 3 options for a third runway to the UK Airports Commission that they say will increase capacity and reduce noise at the London airport. The proposals would cost between $21 and $27 billion, which airport representatives say is less than any competing proposal for a new hub airport outside the city. In a news release, Heathrow said all 3 options are quicker and cheaper than any rival hub option, delivering extra capacity by 2025 through 29, and that all 3 put millions more people within easy reach of the UK's hub airport than non-Heathrow options, and that all 3 protect the thriving businesses and plentiful jobs that now surround Heathrow. The mayor of London, meanwhile, has set forth 3 proposals of his own, and none of them involve Heathrow. Mayor Boris Johnson said in a news release that his analysis shows that only a 4-runway hub airport would allow London to reach the emerging markets of the world. It would potentially quadruple the number of destinations London serves in China and South America, destinations which can currently only be reached from the UK by traveling through rival hubs in Europe, and they would add another 50% more destinations here in the United States. The NTSB has released the first of 5 short videos, each featuring an NTSB investigator highlighting a particular area of general aviation safety associated with the majority of general aviation accidents. Each year, the NTSB investigates about 1,500 preventable general aviation accidents that kill about 475 people, pilots, and the family members and friends traveling with them. Most of these crashes involve a similar set of circumstances, conditions, and decision-making that leads to fatal outcomes. In March, the NTSB issued 5 safety alert bulletins to highlight these areas and provide strategies and resources to better identify and reduce risk for those in the general aviation community. The NTSB has created a short video about 3 to 5 minutes on each of the 5 safety alert topics. The videos feature NTSB investigators sharing their perspectives as both general aviation pilots and aviation safety professionals on how both pilots and mechanics can more effectively manage the risk associated with general aviation flying. The first of the videos, "Is Your Aircraft Talking to You? Listen," is available now on YouTube. The 4 remaining video safety alerts will be released throughout the remainder of this month. Are you going to AirVenture? Sporty's 2013 EAA AirVenture app is now available for download, and it's free. This useful app, now in its 3rd year, has been continually enhanced with user feedback to make it a must-have for anyone attending EAA's AirVenture. After you download Sporty's AirVenture app, you'll see all the maps, times, locations, and schedules all in one place. You can use this data to build your own experience. With My Schedule, it's easy and fun to make an hour-by-hour itinerary with only the events you want to attend. With the app, you can also access EAA News for last-minute changes and updates, Twitter feeds, and EAA Radio. The app also includes driving instructions and detailed parking information. Admission tickets can even be purchased in advance via the app to avoid those long lines. The complete EAA AirVenture NOTAM is included for arrival and departure procedures, as well as a convenient guide to understanding AirVenture ATC and even special FBO offers. Sporty's 2013 AirVenture app is available for iOS and Android devices, including the iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch. The Android version of the app is designed for both phones and tablets, including the Kindle Fire. And a quick personal plug. Beyond Sporty's app, if you want to keep up with all the AirVenture news in brief, be sure you've subscribed to this AeroCast. And for more detailed news, don't miss our daily video streaming Airborne Reports as ANN covers AirVenture from top to bottom this year as never before. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.